Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your faith.
Arrange me.
everybody, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Ministry, the radio show. And I am your host, Wanda Adams, and I give all glory and honor and praise to God, in whom I live and I have my very being. And without him, I wouldn't be able to do what I do. So I give him all the glory and all the praise. And I like to start out every show showing God all the honor that he is due. You were just listening to Faults by Tanya Dallas Lewis, and that song is blazing the gospel music chart. Make sure you pick up your copy of that. It's available online. I believe Tanya is releasing her new project entitled Miracles on October the 19th, so you want to watch out for that. Today, as always, we have an amazing show for you. We will have Holy Hip Hop artist Lecrae. He's going to be joining us shortly, and his new album entitled Rehab debuted on the Billboard charts at number one, so we know that is just God. You know, there are so many amazing things that are going on in the gospel music industry right now, and you want to watch out for some of those. You know, we're getting close to award season, you know, to the Gospel Superfest will be coming up, and then you have the Stellar Awards and then the Dove Awards, and there's so much good music out there. So you want to be sure to check out those things. Here on Marketing Ministry, the radio show, we always feature some of the phenomenal independent artists because we like to give them a platform, and there's so much good music out there by independents. Tanya Dallas Lewis was just one of them. And so we're going to play another of my favorite songs by an independent artist. We're going to go back a little bit with this one. This is an old cut that has been remade, and I know that you will enjoy it. It's just a phenomenal song, and I think I'm going to switch it up a little bit of on you guys. I'm going to play this song that I know that you will love, and check this out. This is entitled You're the One by Pastor Frank Henderson.
Through you, Jesus.
Back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and you were just listening to You Are the One by Frank Henderson, an artist out of Raleigh, North Carolina, and expect to hear more great things for him. Today on our show, as I was stating earlier, we're going to have Holy Hip Hop artist Lecrae. He should be joining us shortly, and his new project is entitled Rehab, and it's just blowing up everywhere. And his testimony is amazing, so you want to be sure to stick around to hear what he has to say, because he's just a phenomenal young man of God, and I'm excited about what God is doing in his life. Again, I want to remind you all that if you're not a member of Marketing Ministry, the network, make sure you check us out and join us at www.marketingministry.com. Again, that address is www.marketingministry.name.com. Check us out, join the network, and remember to market your ministry. Also, support some of our partners. Check out our friends at Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. They're advancing the kingdom, and Latonya M. Lane is the founder of Industry Buzz. She hosts her radio show every Tuesdays and Thursday nights here on Blog Talk Radio. So make sure you check them out and join that network at www.industrybuzzwith3z's.com. They are doing great things. Now, I want to play another one of my favorite songs for you while we're waiting on our guest to arrive. This is one song that I adore, and I've been playing it every week here on Marketing Ministry, the radio show. It's entitled Adoration by Forever Jones. For me, it just sets the atmosphere, and I don't know about you, but I am a worshiper, and I love to just worship. To me, there's no better place to be than in the presence of God. So we're going to set the atmosphere a little bit and listen to Adoration by Forever Jones. Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and I gave you a little double dose there. We had Adoration by Forever Jones, which I told you earlier is one of my favorite songs because I love to worship. And we were just listening to the latest hot single by Kim Person, That's More Than Enough. And she's another artist that is out of Raleigh, North Carolina. You know, Raleigh's doing big things. Raleigh's in the house. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll have our special guest, Lecrae. Valerie Woodard was supposed to join us in our first segment, but I guess something happened and she couldn't be with us. So we wish her our best. You know, in coming up with Lecrae, in the gospel community, we have been truly embraced holy hip-hop music or Christian rap. And, you know, I want to know what you think about that. You know, we'll open up our phone lines at 917-932-1720. Again, 917-932-1720. And I'm posing the question to all our listeners, why, in your opinion, do you feel that the Christian community hasn't embraced holy hip-hop or Christian rap? Because, you know, there's a lot of amazing rappers out there that are doing great things, you know, and God is doing a new thing in music. It's not all about what we think. You know, traditional gospel is you know, it's more out there than just that. So let me know your thoughts to why we're not embracing that music. Again, I want to give a special shout-out today. My daughter, I have a 15-year-old that is celebrating her birthday today, so I want to say happy birthday to my sweetheart, Mimi. She turned 15, and she's such a sweetheart and such a good girl, so we wish her a happy birthday. And as soon as I'm done with the radio show, Mom will be taking her out to celebrate, amen? Because that's what we as mothers do. So joining us in about 4 minutes will be Lecrae, and he has an awesome testimony. This is his fourth project. His third project, Rebel, really did well, and so we know that this project is doing greater than that one did. So, you know, we are so excited for him, and he'll be able to tell you everything, and share with you, rather, everything that God is doing in his life. I know I'm here in Atlanta, and last night in Atlanta he did a concert. Wasn't able to make it, but I heard that it was just phenomenal. And for you, those of you that are in the Durham, North Carolina area, he'll be coming to that area soon, and he'll be able to tell you more about that. Be sure to check out some of our partners and friends. Check out Spherical One, 24/7 streaming Christian internet radio station, bringing the best in gospel and Christian music. Also, check out our friends at Gospel Innovations. Their website is www.gospelinnovation.com. Tony Resitas, who is the founder of Gospel Innovations, will be joining us in November to bring to you the latest news and things that are going on with Gospel Innovation. Also, we started a new segment here on Marketing Ministry, the radio show. Every month, we're going to have Ask Alvin with none other than Mr. Entertainment himself, Alvin Williams. So for those of you that are in the music business, if you're a label, if you're an artist, you want to get all your questions together, so you can call in and ask Alvin all of your industry questions. He is an expert in that field, and check it out. It's being provided to you at no cost, so you really want to take advantage of that opportunity. We're going to take another music break. I promise you that this probably will be our last music break until we feature the music by Lecrae, which is hot. You're really going to enjoy that. But we're going to take another music break, and we're going to play one of my other favorites. And this is It's All God by the Soul Seekers featuring Pastor Marvin Winans. So sit back and enjoy. And don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Lecrae.
I've got money in the bank, cars in the driveway, I have a house I can claim, clothes in my closet, I got a bed for my head. shoes for my feet. I got breath in my body, and if I was just anybody, I'd say it's all good, but I know better.
Says in Psalm 27 and 13, David said, I had fainted lest I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And what we come to understand and know that even when it doesn't look good, it works for the good. To all those that are called according to his purpose, help me say,
it's all good.
It's all God.
All God.
Everything going on in my life.
All good.
And it's all God.
All God.
Had a few hills to climb.
All good.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I'm Wanda Adams, your host. I hope you enjoyed that song. That's the Soul Seekers featuring Pastor Marvin Wine. It's All God. That's another one of my favorites. I hope you enjoyed the music that I've been playing for you today. It truly blesses me, and so I hope that it blesses you. Our special guest is here with us now. He's none other than Lecrae. He's a phenomenal young man of God. He does represent the kingdom as I was telling you earlier, his fourth project entitled Rehab debuted on the Billboard charts at number one. He has a phenomenal testimony. He's on fire for the kingdom. So with no further ado, we're going to bring Lecrae on the line. Hi, Lecrae.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's a wonderful opportunity to be here with you.
Oh, we appreciate you so much. I know that you have a very busy schedule, so we don't take it for granted. We thank you for taking the time out to be with us. I know
yeah,
that last
pleasure.
Night you, oh, thank you. You were in the lovely ATL last night doing what you do best. How was that?
It was incredible. It was incredible just the opportunity that we had to see, you know, over 2,000 young people, young and old, actually come out and just, you know, worship the Lord in a whole different genre and style of music.
Absolutely. You know, I love your new project, Rehab. Tell our listeners a little bit about Rehab.
Well, you know, Rehab is, you know, it's my fourth project and very excited about it. It's just a, you know, it's a great opportunity for me to articulate that, you know, this is a world that is fractured. There's all kind of problems. You know, there's addictions and depression and so on and so forth. But there is hope and there's rehabilitation offered through faith in the gospel. And so I just wanted to articulate that and put that message out there. And so it's we made it widely available for anyone and everyone.
Now, for those who don't know, who is Lecrae? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, the way I like to describe myself is someone who is authentically hip-hop. So I grew up in hip culture. I grew up in urban context, influenced by much of what that entails, just being a young black man in an urban environment. But I'm authentically Christian. And so, you know, I'm a firm believer in Jesus, and my life has been changed. And so, even the things that I do and the things that I say and how I communicate are changed because of the dynamic of me but being a Christian. So everything I say and do is filtered through that faith, and that's what you get when you get me. You get a young urban guy who looks like some of the guys you see, but redeemed and so and changed from the inside out.
Amen. Now, I know that you want to always say that you kind of idolize the street life. Tell our listeners a little bit about that experience and how you became to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
Yeah, you know, for me, and I tell this story in a song on my album. It's called Just Like You. Just being a young man who didn't grow up with his biological father, and biological father fell prey to drugs, and so from there, I just found myself. Getting wrapped up in just the role models that the community offered. And a lot of those guys were gang members and drug dealers. Those are my family members as well. And so that was the picture of masculinity that I had and just the perspective that I had growing up. And so I thought that's what I had to be in order to be here.
Now, how did you become to accept Jesus Christ and as your personal Savior? What was that journey about? What was the turning point for you?
Sure. you know, what had happened to me was I got myself into quite a bit of trouble by the time I was 18 years old. And that trouble, you know, when you find yourself just with nowhere to turn and with nothing to do, you're looking for options. And so a young lady that I knew invited me to a Bible study. And I was out of options, and I said, why not? I just got to help. My grandmother was she was a praying grandmother, as the song says. And so I knew that that was someplace that I needed to probably run to for solace. And so I went to this Bible study, but what really fascinated me was that I didn't see people who looked like they were, you know, well put together and they were dressed in their best. I saw people who looked like me. You know, and people who dress like me and who talk like me. And I thought to myself, these people can't be Christians. Like, they look like me. They're urbanites. They were wrapped up in the stuff I was wrapped up in, but they were different. They were following the scripture. scriptures. They were full of joy and love and peace, and they loved on me. And I said, well, if these people can be Christians, then surely I could be a Christian. And so I just wanted to hang around them. And before long, I just came to believe that Jesus could take something that was filthy, that seemed as if there was no hope for, and take it and clean it up and redeem it. And since then, I've been walking with him ever since.
But isn't that just how God does it, you know? He takes what we think that the world wants to throw away, and he takes you and he makes something great out of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think of Romans 5 and where it talks about God, you know, while we were weak, Christ died for the ungodly. And so it wasn't that I was strong. It wasn't that I had my stuff together. It was that I was weak. And I was ready to admit I was weak and ungodly. And at that time, you know, it goes on to say, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And so it was, while I was yet a sinner, Jesus died for my sins. And so who would have known?
Absolutely. And, you know, something, you said something very interesting because, you know, in the church, sometimes we have this appearance and this protocol and this standard that we want everybody to think that a Christian should look like and how they should walk and how they should talk. You know, and a lot of us, we can play church very well.
Right.
But, you know, it's what your lifestyle projects.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so, you know, you just minister to a lot of old people and young people to say, you know, hey, a child of God is just like me. You know, you don't have to have on the big church hat and the rhinestone suit.
Absolutely.
To be safe, you know, we don't want to walk in there with Kojic stockings all up down the side of our leg. That doesn't mean anything. At the end of the day, it's, you know, come on, somebody. Say amen, Lecrae.
Amen. I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. And that is exactly what I mean. Yeah.
We need to stop aborting people. Come on, we need to tell the truth today. We need to stop aborting people by what we think. You know, we got everybody in a box.
Right. Yes.
And God is concerned about that one.
At all. God, you know, Jesus left the 99 for the one. You know, people who are more concerned about putting on a front and putting on a show and not concerned about a heart change. And that's what God is ultimately concerned with, is a change of our hearts. And so when I came to realize that, that's when my whole world changed, is when I came to realize that it was about grace, you know. And I wrote a song before called Take Me As I Am, where I'm just articulating that, Lord, I don't have what it takes to clean myself up. I don't have the church shoes and the slacks to even put on. I just need to know that despite my sin, despite myself, you'll take me as I am. And he did.
Absolutely. And aren't we so glad that we serve a God like that? That, you know, for me, Lecrae, I remember I couldn't change myself, let alone nobody else. It took Christ to change me. So I am so thankful that, you know, he took me the way that I was and embraced me. And he is cleaning me up daily.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, so I am so thankful for that. Now, Your new album, Rehab, is doing phenomenal. It debuted at Billboard at number one. How does that feel?
You know, it's a phenomenal feeling because, you know, you put your time, effort, and energy into something with the hopes that people's lives will be changed. And that's really why I do it. I do it so that people's lives will be changed, so that they'll see the world from God's perspective. And not from just the perspective that this world tries to offer you, which is lies, and to see that response to the music is phenomenal, and it tells me that people are finding answers and finding solutions. I mean, they're loving the sound and the quality, but they're also coming to the music as well because they're being fed, their souls are being fed, and that's what I really appreciate about it, and what's really exciting for me. So, I mean, it's a dream come true just to see that response.
Now, I'm an older lady, but I love your song, High. Set us up for that.
Yeah. You know, my family has been a family that definitely has been they're no strangers to drugs. And so me following the footsteps, I was no stranger to drugs either. And just with a song like that, you know, I just wanted to articulate that I no longer need anything in this world to provide me with temporary satisfaction, and that Jesus ultimately offers me a satisfaction that's going nowhere, that's lasts forever. And so I say I don't need drugs. I got the Most High, you know, and that there's no satisfaction like Jesus. It takes me beyond high. It's the ultimate high.
Absolutely. I love this song. And for our listeners, we want you to sit back and enjoy High by Lecrae. Lecrae, we have our chat line open up, and they are feeling that song. They're giving it two thumbs up and loving the music. Got that little Dougie Fresh feel going on. You know, we ain't always been saved, and yes, I do know who Dougie Fresh is. But I love that. I love that. So who are some of the people that collaborated with you on that song?
They're actually my brother, not my blood brother, but my brother covered by the blood, Sho Baraka, who's also an artist on our label, Reach Records, and then Susie Rock, who's a young lady who actually attends my church in Atlanta, and just some phenomenally talented people who love the Lord, and just is a blessing to serve alongside them.
Now, one of our listeners in our chat room said that she loves that song. It gets the word out. We had opened up our phone lines earlier, and we do have a caller on the line that would like to ask you a question. Are you ready to take a call?
Sure.
Okay. Caller from area code 704. State your name and your question for Lecrae.
Hey, sis. This is Pastor Rouse calling in.
Hi, Pastor Rouse.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Doing well. You have a question for Lecrae?
Not really a question. I just want to tell you, man, I enjoy that. I really do enjoy that, and I can relate to the music, being a pastor who came out of the street myself and everything, and I thank God for brothers like you that are not afraid to step beyond the trend or come out the box of everything, and just listening to your testimony, and I love it. I love it very much, and to hear what God did with you and how he did it with you, and then showed you that you were with people just like you or just like me or whoever. Because, see, to be honest, bro, all of us ain't come from that. We weren't birthed in the world speaking in tongues and birthed in the Holy Ghost. Like some of them be portraying like they did, because if they ever got to tell they sent someone their real life, they'll tell you that a lot of them came out of the same stuff that you came out of. So I admire men like you that are taking the, that are stepping forth in the testimony of how God delivered you from drugs and everything. Man, you are going to impact the world. That's what I'm going to tell you. You are really going to impact the world. You're going to impact a lot of young folks. You're going to impact some older folks. Matter of fact, you might be replacing some of them, because they won't do what, they won't be honest like you are.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a word.
Praise God. Praise God.
That's a word.
Thank you so much for that. That's an encouragement to my soul.
You are welcome, man. You know, anytime you're in the Carolina area, Pastor Rouse would love to have you here to rock this city and everything, because we have a lot of young folks here in the city that don't, you know, because for so long people in church have made young folks feel like, because, you know, and because Ms. Wanda had asked a question about that, how do some of you folks feel about why do people have a negative impact about the rap? Because they think it's all negative. And you know, and they think that it doesn't have a positive message, but everything has a message in it, and that's the point. Rap music has got a bad rep because, you know, what brothers talk about, putting women down and everything like that. But when God uses everything, if God can use, God uses everything to change the lives of people. And the word that you're singing about, you're singing because it has changed you. And so your rap says that, man, I admire you. Keep on keeping on, keep the fire burning, and I wouldn't be surprised if you change this. You're going to take some folks' place. I just want you to be aware of that. And you heard it right first from Pastor Mark Rouse.
I appreciate that, Pastor. Thank you for that word.
Anytime.
Thank you, Pastor Rouse. You be blessed.
You too, sis.
Thank you. Pastor Rouse is a friend of Marketing Ministry, and he's always stopping by Lecrae with a powerful word. For our listeners, and you know that your footsteps are ordered and God is doing phenomenal things through you. And for our listeners that want to catch you on tour, tell us what you got coming up and where they can follow you and where they can pick up the CD we have, because I want everybody to go out and buy it.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Come on now, support the kingdom. I'm all over the internet, so if you're an internet person, you can find me on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Lecrae, and that's L-E-C-R-A-E. I'm on Twitter, which is twitter.com/Lecrae, L-E-C-R-A-E. My own website is lecrae.com. And if you're wanting to find out about the tour, I'm on a tour right now, and we're trying to hit 30 cities on this tour. It's myself and some incredibly talented label mates of mine, Trip Lee, Tadashi, Sho Baraka, and my man Pro. And we can be, all that information can be found at reachrecords.com/unashamed. We're on an unashamed tour, and we're unashamed of the gospel. So that's reachrecords.com/unashamed. And we're hitting up everywhere, all over the place, from New York to L.A., from, you know, Atlanta to North Carolina. We're trying to get everywhere. So.
And you're going to get there, because I had posed a question earlier before you came on to our listeners, is why did they feel like, you know, the church has a hard time embracing holy hip-hop or Christian rap? And share with our listeners your thoughts on that, Lecrae.
I think you know, Pastor Ross made a good statement. It's because of a lot of the negativity that's been associated with it. It's just, you know, rap music has a history of, you know, womanizing and demoralizing people and glorifying violence and drugs. You know, I think it started off telling the story of a real-life environment, and then when they found out they can make money off of telling this story, then they just continue embellishing and just, you know, creating fake stories in order to make money. And so that's what people have come to associate rap music with. And so a lot of people just look at that and say, there's no way this can be used for good. But I think it's kind of like when people heard about Jesus, they said, can anything good come out of Nazareth? And I think that's just the picture of the gospel, is Jesus takes the things, like we were saying, that the world says that there's no way that can be used for God's glory. There's no way. And Jesus says, you know, all things are possible through me. You know, and he redeems us, and he cleans us up, and he uses us for his own purposes. And so I think that's what's happening with Christian rap and with rap music, is that Christians are taking things that were once seen, you know, that were once looked upon as worthless, and using them for the glory of God.
Absolutely. You know, we always say that we're taking back what the enemy has stole from us. There are some things that we shouldn't have let him have in the first place. And,
right.
And, you know, because if you don't give it to him, he can't take it. And, you know, I love your music. I love rap music. I love all genres of music, you know, because, you know, we cannot continue to put Jesus in a box. He uses who he wants to use, and he uses what he wants to use, because at the end of the day, it all belongs to him.
Right. Absolutely. And I agree.
So if we renew our thinking, we'll be okay. We have enjoyed you so today, Lecrae. You know, time always runs and goes by quickly when you're having a good time. But I want to close out the show today with your song, Children of the Light.
Sure.
Again, tell the people your website. Give that to them again, because we want them to buy Rehab. We want to keep Rehab at number one. Amen?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you can go to Lecrae.com, LECRAE.com. And I'm on iTunes as well, and in a lot of the Christian bookstores, and you may even see me at Walmart if you get there in time. So, but yes, absolutely. Please go out and support that. We want to rehabilitate souls. And this song coming up, Children of the Light, just articulates that, hey, as Paul said in Ephesians, we used to walk in darkness, but now we walk in the light because we are children of the light.
Amen. And we're going to close out our show. We thank you for listening. We want you to support Lecrae. He is a phenomenal young man of God. He represents the kingdom. So go out and get your copy of Rehab. Buy it. Don't burn it. Tune in next week to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, where our special guests will be Shanita Jones and Kim Person. But enjoy Children of the Light by Lecrae. And Lecrae, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. It was an honor and a pleasure to be here, sis. God
bless. All right. You be blessed.
Yeah, you too.
Qualified to like light up a world of darkness. I did walk, I let her walk in the sunlight. I look pretty, but I've been clean on the inside. It's revolutionary coming out for fellas, and they can look at us straight, but ain't nothing that they can tell us, cause we my life, I count the cost, I take loss, I choose the treason, and I could die for this cause, and you might just be the reason. In order to live, I must die, it's denial of self, and if you claim to be the way, that means there ain't no one else. I trust it, done, there ain't no room for discussion, so if you just don't get it, then let the just come with it. I know much more is required of all that I've been given, but if y'all claim to be alive, then you gotta start living, you know why. And that's why we stand firm upon the rock of with salvation, man. And true, we love the presbyter, and we hope to put our hands in God. And that is why we meet in for each and every chosen one. Respect to the end of them who give guidance and direction. So don't you wait to see me, man. The word is truth and word is warm. Amen.